Log Talk Radio.
This morning. What a blessed day and a good day to give the Lord praise and glory and adoration. We want to welcome everybody from every walk of life, from every church affiliation, church denomination, from every economic strata, and from all over, from every walk. We just thank you so much for being here. If God's been good to you, you're on the right line. We've come to be good to God. Yeah, you see, a relationship is one where you don't just receive it one way. They are good to you, no, and then you just go on about your, no. We've come to give him praise. We've come to give him glory and adoration. And so here we are to give him praise and adoration. Thank God for what he's done. God bless you. We're going to have a word of prayer, maybe a couple of people here who are on the line. Pray today, if you would. Amen. And let's give him glory. Sister Jennifer Williams from, I believe, New York. I was wondering if she's on the line today. Are you there?
Good morning, Dr. Johnson. I just got on. How are you? Good morning, everyone.
Amen. I want to hear your voice on here praying today.
Yes,
amen,
sir.
Let me see. My. God is so good. And we're awake. Ready to have a word of prayer and giving glory. Ambassador Ernestine Johnson, are you on the line here? Thank you, Jesus. Are you there? All right. Thank you so much. Sister Carolyn from Georgia, are you there? Thank God. I got to wake y'all up. All right. I know Sister Sheila Brown, are you there? All right. Come on, Sister Jennifer, maybe one of them will wake up. All right, go ahead.
Amen. Good morning. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just stand before you this morning. We asking you, Lord Jesus, thank you for you first allowing us to see this beautiful day. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord, we want to thank you for another day. We want to ask you, Lord Jesus, for traveling mercy for everyone on First Food Prayer Line, oh Lord. We lift up each and every one of their family members to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the founder, Dr. Johnson, and also his beautiful wife, First Lady Johnson, and everyone in his family, oh God. We pray for the grandchildren, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. We lift up, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You keep giving Dr. Johnson and all the saints on the line, including myself, oh God, the strength that we need, oh God, to continue seeking you, oh God. Give us the strength, oh God. We pray, Father God, for the children this morning, oh God. We lift them up to you this morning. Cover them under the blood, oh God. We pray those that's taking regular transportation, public transportation, oh God. We pray, Father God, for traveling mercy. We pray you cover them, oh God. We command your angels, Heavenly Father, to take charge over them, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, no weapon formed against us is shall. It will not prosper, oh God. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, for finances, oh God, to what? Increase, oh God. We pray, oh God, to increase, oh God, the areas that we need, oh God. We pray, Father God, for healing virtue, oh God, to manifest in us, oh God. We pray right now in the name of Jesus, those in a coma right now, oh God. We pray, Heavenly Father, oh God, those in the respiratory machine, oh God, those that's taking chemo treatment, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we speak Jesus healing to manifest, oh God. We pray, Lord Jesus, right now, those that have to get an operation this morning, oh God, that Jesus is the one that's going to operate in them this morning, Heavenly Father. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, you cover us under the blood, oh God. Cover each and every one of us, oh God, under the blood. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you put your heads of protection over us, oh God, your shield of covering, oh God. We pray, Father God, for each and every one of the teachers, oh God, from every state overseas outside of the country, oh God. We pray, oh God, for the president, oh God. You know who's going to be elected, oh God, to be the next president in the name of Jesus, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. We pray, Father God, those right now that's depressed, oh God, those thinking about committing suicide, oh God. We bind every suicidal spirit, destroy it in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. We pray for Pastor Williams and his beautiful family, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus for Dr. Stern, Dr. Pfeiffer, oh God, Sister Lucille, oh God, and also Sister Renee, oh God. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus for each and every one of the saints, Sister Sheila Gray, oh God, Sister Charlotte Gray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. We pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, for each and every one of us on First Fruit. I truly thank you for First Fruit Prayer Line, oh God. They are my family in the name of Jesus, oh God. And thank you so much, Father God, for they pray for us diligently, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you say you are rewarded to those that diligently seek you, oh God. Continue, Lord Jesus, giving us the strength, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, let your will be done next year. I can meet everyone in person, oh God, for the next convention, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we even pray, oh God, right now. Depression, oh God, we pray, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, those that's being evicted from their homes, oh God, we pray right now, oh God, those right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, their houses are foreclosure, make a way out of no way for us, oh God. You said if we lift up our eyes to the hills, which our help comes from you, oh God, you are, oh God, our provider in the name of Jesus. Give us your power, your strength to keep seeking you, stay in your presence, not be distracted in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray, Father God, right now, oh God, don't let these children fall into temptation, oh God. Deliver each and every one of us, oh God, from all evil. Turn all of us from our wicked ways, and I speak for me in the name of Jesus, oh God. Any contrived, broken heart shall be restored, renew, oh God. Do not take your presence from us or your Holy Spirit, oh God. Restore to us the joy of your salvation and grant us a willing spirit to sustain us, Heavenly Father. We pray, Father God, wherever Dr. Johnson go and all the saints, oh God, they are covered under the blood. We pray for the mothers, oh God. I thank you, oh God, for the elderly, oh God. We pray for those in the nursing home. We pray, Father God, those right now, they have to face the judge this morning, oh God. You are the judge, oh God, in the courtroom. You are the judge. You are the district attorney, oh God. You are the lawyer. Your word says you will speak for those that cannot speak for themselves, and you will judge for us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. If you did it for Paul and Silas, you could set your people free for your glorification, oh God. Your word says, whom the Son set free is free indeed, oh God. You reign indeed, and just for your glory, oh God. And God, teach us, oh God, to continue obeying you, oh God. Teach us to stay in your presence. Teach us not be distracted. Teach us, oh God. Let us cast out every care, oh God. First, you first cared for us, oh God. You love us because you first. We love you because you first loved us, oh God. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, oh God, as our sacrificial, our Lord and Savior, oh God. And God, teach us to love one another, the fruit of your Spirit, oh God. No bitterness in our heart, nothing that's not pleasing to God, oh God. That's what the devil wants us to do. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But your word says, oh God, that I come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. I pray for each and every one of the saints on First Fruit and everyone, oh God.
And I pray, oh God, we all have a beautiful day and also a beautiful weekend, oh God, so we could be back here on Monday for your glorification. Let your will be done. And God, please, oh God, continue allowing First Fruit to expand bigger nationwide. They are, but God, please, oh God, send help, oh God, for us, oh God. Send help our way, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You say, ask and it shall be given. You have not because you ask not. Let your request be made known. And I love each and every one of the saints on First Fruit prayer line, oh God. And keep, please, oh God, keep, please, providing for us, oh God. And teach us to be a blessing to others. And teach us to love one another, oh God. Teach us, oh God, with you all things are possible. You have all power in the name of Jesus. We're not going to put a limitation on you, oh God, because you are unlimited in the name of Jesus. And again, oh God, thank you for breath in our body. Thank you for another day. And we give you all the glory in the mighty name of Jesus, your son, your one and only begotten son. And amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Sister Jennifer. Beautiful. We are energized by that. Amen. And anyone else?
To God be the glory. You're welcome, Dr. Johnson.
Thank you. Anyone else who would pray this morning, please, the line is open to you. Jump right in there and give us a prayer in the name of Jesus. Anybody else?
Gracious Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. Thank you for how you watched over us. Thank you for how you kept us all through the night. Look on your people everywhere. Look on the rulers and governors, God. Give them to make the right decision concerning us. God, we're looking to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Great is your way, God. How we thank you for this prayer line. Thank you for Dr. Johnson. God, we thank you for each and every one on the prayer line. Look on our needs, God. You see and you know. Nothing hid from you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, make us one, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, and we thank you, we thank you. Look on our children today, God. Stretch out your saving hand. Save today, Lord. Save, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we'll be careful to give your name the praise, and the glory and the honor shall be back. In Jesus' name, thank the Lord. Amen.
Beautiful. All right. Thank you, Mother. Mother Digby. Anybody else? I have a prayer this morning. It's a privilege to talk to the Lord.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just come to you, Lord God, first of all, just to say thank you. Thank you for you being after, Lord God. Thank you for you being Omega. Father God, thank you for being the beginning, and Lord God, I thank you for being the ending. Lord God, I thank you that you hung, you bled, and you died on Calvary's cross. Lord, I thank you. I praise you that you did not come down when you could have called legions of angels. You stayed on the cross, and I thank you, and I do not take that for granted. I praise you for a right mind this morning. Thank you for regulating my mind this morning. I thank you for my heart being fixed in the right place, and it's all due to you. I give you honor, power, glory, Lord God. It's all due to you, and thank you for being the master of the universe. Father, I also come to you repenting and confessing for all sins in the name of Jesus Christ, and I thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for Chief Ambassador, Lord God. I thank you for Dr. Lady Betty, and I thank you for the ministry that you've given them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. First Fruit Prayer Praise Line, I praise you for that, Lord God. Thank you for giving us hope, Lord God. Thank you for giving me someone to talk to every morning, Lord God, and every evening, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, thank you for the churches on the prayer line, Lord God. I thank you for Bria, Lord God. I thank you for meeting all her needs, Lord God. I thank you in the name of Jesus. You didn't bring her this far to leave her, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you for all Chief Ambassador and Lady Dr. Betty's grandchildren, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for the in-laws, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you for giving them all that they need, Lord God. And if they're many, I thank you for keeping everybody prospered, Lord God, where they may be leaning. I praise your holy name for, Lord God. I thank you for every soul that's on the line this morning, Lord God. I thank you for waking everyone up this morning, Lord God, with a right mind, Lord God, a right mind to call the prayer line, God. I praise you for it, Lord God. I don't take none of it for granted, Lord God. I thank you for the rain that's coming down, Lord God. because it's you working, it's you making the rain, Lord God, and we do need the rain, Lord God, and I praise you for it, Lord God. I praise you for my children, Lord God, Taylor, Burley, and Alexandria. Lord God, I thank you for their salvation, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for their healing, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I praise your holy name that the devil had a plan yesterday for my oldest child, Taylor Emmerich. But, Lord God, you had a greater plan. I thank you that she's still in the world this morning, Lord God. I thank you that the blood transfusion was successful, Lord God, and we'll get more reports in a few hours on the blood transfusion. But I'm just leaning and trusting and believing that all is well, and by your wounds she's healed, Lord God. I thank you for giving her another chance at life, Lord God. I thank you for forgiving her, Lord God, of all of her sins, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for my grandchildren today, God. I thank you for being just a merciful, a kind, a pure, a holy, and a true, and a loving God. Same yesterday, today, and I thank you for being that way forevermore. Lord, I just praise you, and I thank you. Would you have your will, and would you have your way on this praise line, God? In the name of Jesus, thank you for every ambassador. Thank you for every ambassador elect, and thank you for every saint and every friend that's on the line. Father, we just thank and praise you for everything and all things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, all you precious people, God. God is so ultra awesome. Yeah. He's telling you the story about how I got to ultra awesome. I happened to mention to God. I said, God, you're so awesome. So awesome. And God said, don't call me that. I said, don't call you awesome? He said, no. I said, why, God? He said, because I heard you call that preacher, and he mentioned the name. He said, you called somebody else awesome the other day. I said, I'm sorry, Lord, but you know he really preached. No. You never put me on the level of anybody else.
Right.
If you call him somebody one thing, don't call me that. Call me something above that. And I knew the word ultra. I said, God, well, I call you ultra awesome. He said, that's good. But don't put man, that's my creation. I was existing before man got here. I'm the one who made him. And don't put me on any level with man or the angels or anybody, because I'm above all. And I start calling God ultra awesome. He is ultra awesome, my God. He's above everybody and anybody. And we do praise him this morning. God bless all of you who are on the line. Are y'all awake yet? Hope you are. Good morning to y'all. Good morning. Can y'all hear me?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Some of y'all are strong. Some of y'all are weak. Amen. When y'all wake up and speak to me, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Amen. Let me see how y'all speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
My God. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Y'all are awake by now. You know, Mother Johnson, my precious and beloved mother, before she went on to be with the Lord, she said to me, and I remember it now, she said, son, she said, you might want to come on with music that is really, really refreshing rather than laid back. She said, because that'll wake some of them up. You play I Must Tell Jesus, them folks just grab it and just go to sleep.
Oh, geez.
Mother Johnson was right. Amen. So I have to take her advice. Mama, I hear you now. Amen. Oh, my God. Good morning to y'all, and the Lord bless you real good. Can anybody just give a smile this morning? Amen. I don't hear it in your voice. Amen. How y'all doing? How y'all doing? You all right?
Fine. Doing fine.
Good morning.
Yeah.
We're blessed.
Great. We're just blessed.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I heard
it. I
hear
almost 6:30.
You what? What'd you say?
Huh?
Somebody said 3:30. What? Amen. God bless you. How is your daughter, Sister Sheila? Are you there, Sister Sheila?
Hi, sorry about that, Chief Ambassador.
How's your daughter? Her daughter had a blood transfusion. I was understanding that she had surgery on last night. But how is she? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Sister Sheila?
Yes, sir. Please forgive me, Chief Ambassador. Please forgive me. Yes, sir. I can hear you. I'm off mute now. Forgive me.
All right. How is she?
Better. They have her sedated, heavily sedated, Chief. She's doing better. Praise the Lord for the prayer. Yes, sir. She's doing better, Chief. And praise the Lord. A team of doctors come in this morning at 8 o'clock. And
all right.
What went wrong yesterday?
All right. Come back tomorrow and give us a praise report on what the Lord has done for her.
Monday.
Amen. Amen. Chief Ambassador, can I say something, please?
What? Go ahead.
Sounds about in the beginning of the week, God had used you to pray and rebuke that death angel away from me and my family. And that I'm not trying to link anything together, but the way this thing just happened all at once, Chief Ambassador, she was just at work and everything was fine, and all of a sudden, she just took a turn for the worse. That she was fine, and I was just praising the Lord that about that prayer that went forth, that about that death angel, and you asking that, you know, the Lord to rebuke and bind a death angel away from me and my family, and that was on my mind and heart very, very strongly yesterday.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hear the prayer.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, God had her and has her in his hand. And we're praying that everything would be all right. Maybe some of y'all understand now why I put that Satan's son. I got a feeling that everything would be all right. Amen. We're praying for her. And I don't know if Ambassador Stern is on the line yet. She's real busy this morning having her mother's homegoing service. And she calls Pastor Gary, his mother, her mother also. Amen. Ambassador Stern, are you there? Amen.
I'm here, sir. God bless you. And getting ready to get out of here again. We praise the Lord. First of all, good morning to you, Chief. And to all of the beautiful saints on the line this morning, praise the Lord. We had the viewing of the body on yesterday evening. So you can imagine that was a glorious time. Friends far and near came by the funeral home. And then this day we're en route back to Chicago. We tried to get a room in Chicago, and Chicago is overcrowded and booked. I tell you, they're so excited about the Cubs. That's the team here, more so than Jesus. We couldn't even get a room in the inn, so we got to make it early this morning to get there so we won't get in traffic. But God bless all of you all. It's doing good. My husband and family had friends that they hadn't seen for years that came by and sat with them and blessed them, and I just thank God for that. So we're doing amen this morning. We have the home going here, and my mother-in-law will be flown into Pennsylvania, and we'll get ready to go to Pennsylvania. So keep us in your prayer. Amen. And I do know that I won't be on the line all morning today because we have to get out of here. But I told you, anytime I'm on the line, I can. I'm on the line with the first group prayer line. So God bless you all. We thank you so much for all of your prayers. Prayers mean more to us than anything. And I want people to know prayer means more than money, because God will supply your needs, but you need prayer to keep your strength and to keep your sanity. Because I tell you, you hear and see some things that manifest when one loved one passed.
Hello.
You never thought was in people. Amen. You never thought would come out of people. Amen. But God bless you all. Thank God for all of you all. And we will keep your face to what's going on. Amen. But we love you so much. Amen. And God bless you all. And thank you, Chief, for thinking about me so much. That means more to me than anything. God bless you all. Here's our prayer.
Give me about 30 seconds. Heavenly Father, look on the Stern family this morning. Look on Pastor Gary. I hope he can hear me. Look on Pastor Patricia and every person who is affiliated with the family there, Lord, even the friends. Because of them,
yes,
let the blessing fall from the table and or spill over on the people who are around them. Even at the home going, let them be blessed because of these precious, precious, precious people in the name of Jesus. Now, strengthen them. Be with them as they drive there. And be with them, Lord, even as they are riding to the home going. Then I'm praying in Jesus' name that you would get out and be there as they walk into the home going service. Watch this, Ambassador Stern, that the Lord will be there and you feel his presence. Even when you get to the door, as they said down in Georgia, even before you get to the door, yeah, he'll be there for you. He'll feel his presence. He'll be walking in with you all and sitting with you and signing angels to be there for you as you're going through this. God bless you. In Jesus' name, we pray this prayer. In the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you for Jesus' name. If I ask anything in his name, he would hear me. And it shall be done unto me. For the glory of God. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you so very much, Chief. And God bless you and all of my first group family. Thank you so very much. To God be the glory.
God bless you. People, if there's anybody else who's going through anything, just let me know. I'm a human person. Even though I'm in the spirit realm most of the time. You have to let me know things, because it takes a lot of spirit and a lot of anointing to try to look into the spirit realm and find out everything that's happening with you all. Yeah. So just let me know if you're going through. I'd be happy to be there for you. Amen. And let me know about Sister Sheila. Last night I was trying to be there for her. And at all times, am I mindful of Dr. Betty Joyce Johnson. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Asking God to touch her, praying for her, asking God to bless her. And I want to say to you, Dr. Johnson, as you prepare for anything in your life, any stage, God is going to give you the desires of your heart. Thank you. I want to ask y'all to pray for her and bless her real good. I'm preparing a little special message today. Take me about 20, 25 minutes. Amen. We have time and everything to bring this to you. God bless you. I need just a moment here. I'm going to do something. Brother Digby, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Brother, give me a couple praise reports. I got to do something here real quick, okay? God bless you. Lines on your hands.
Good morning. Yes, I am. Giving honor to God, to Dr. Johnson, and to everyone. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness. I thank him for this prayer line, and I'm just thanking God for all of his goodness to me. I thank the Lord for how I've been retired. I worked 30 years for the phone company, and I've been retired for 33 years, but how God has supplied all of my needs. And I thank him for it on today. I don't take anything for granted. And I'm not bragging or saying anything,
But I just thank and praise the Lord for how God has been a provider and a protector and how he has brought me this far. And I just thank him for it. And I thank the Lord when people say something about, but when Mother Stern said something about her mother-in-law, I'm always thanking God for my mother-in-law, because my mother-in-law told me about the way of holiness and let me know what God. And I, every time somebody say about mother-in-law, I think about my mother-in-law, because I had a beautiful mother-in-law, and she's been gone a long time. But the teachings, so many old teachings and the good teachings that she gave me, they're still with me, and I just enjoyed being with her. She wasn't a lady that talked a lot, but she was just a quiet blessing to be in her presence. And I thank and praise the Lord for that. I thank and praise the Lord for keeping me with a mind to go all the way with him. And I thank and praise the Lord for the prayer line. I thank and praise the Lord for each and every one of you. And just here, the prayer line is open to each and every one that would like to give their praise unto God and let the Lord know how much you appreciate what he has done for you and what he's still doing for us. The line is open.
Praise the Lord, praise everyone. And this is Sister Castile here. And I thank and praise God for just being who he is. I just thank him because he's so ultra awesome. And I thank him for his goodness and his mercy. I thank him for keeping me through the night and sustaining me through the days that have gone past and even on today, for waking me up and giving me a mind to seek him and to call upon his name, give him thanks, and be joined with some of the greatest saints on this planet this morning with First Fruits. I thank and praise God because he's faithful. I thank him because he's an ultra awesome healer. I thank and praise God for all the things that he's doing in your lives and in my family's life. I just thank him because he's good. What he says that he would do, he will do it. And in his own time, which is always the correct time. I thank him for holiness. I thank him for, I have a mind to serve him, a mind to seek him, a mind to live for him. And I thank him for that every day. It gets stronger and stronger. So I ask you all to continue to pray for us, our family, as we continue to live for him and seek him in Jesus' name.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mother Digby. You sound awesome. Love hearing your voice every morning. This is Ambassador Charlotte Gray coming from Kansas City, Missouri. I just want to give a shout-out to God. Fabulous Friday. I am revived this morning. I thank God I worked my daughter's friend's funeral yesterday. I asked you all for prayer. My daughter is 11. She's in the sixth grade, and her friend lost her mother, is 36, and she went home to be with the Lord yesterday. There was over 200 people at that funeral yesterday on the homegoing, and I'm telling you, it was just amazing on how God worked, and I was just so wiped out last night. I just came home and just fell in the bed. But I just thank God on how miraculously he moved throughout the people and how it was just an awesome homegoing and how we served and served and served and served the people. She had 10 children, and I just thank God on how he just worked through the family and how he just moved through the people. And I just thank God because we are some people that need to be just grateful. We just need to be even more grateful for God and need to be even more, have a more servant heart. So I am just so grateful and full this morning to God for what he is doing. Even though whatever's going on, I am just so grateful to God. That's my praise support this morning, just being grateful. God bless you, my babies.
God bless you. The line is open. It's just a blessing to be grateful because God has done so much for us. Things that our old pastor used to say, kept away danger seen and unseen. The line is open, saints.
This is Sister Lucille. I want to first give honor to God and all the saints on this prayer line. I truly thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I thank the Lord for the First Fruits prayer line. the blog, the group line. I just want to say on yesterday, my son didn't come home in a cab. And we had to go look for him. And I just thank the Lord that he was safe when he found him. And I'm asking the saints to continue to keep me and my children in your prayers. God bless you.
Thank you. And we will keep them in our prayers, Ms. Lucille. The line is open, saints. The line is open.
This is Ambassador Lacey. I've requested prayer for Janice McNary, for my brother Johnny, and for myself.
God bless you, Mother Lacey.
All right, God bless you.
Always glad to hear your voice.
Thank
the line
you.
Is open, saints, for praise report. To tell of the goodness of the Lord, because the Lord has been good to all of us, brought us from a long way.
Amen. This is Ambassador Johnson in Texas, area code 325. I do praise God for his, my life, health, and strength, and for all that he is to me. I praise him because he is my everything. I think on that song says, without God, I could do nothing. I could do nothing but fail. But it's in Christ that I live, move, and have my being. Truly, I honor the Lord because he is my all in all. And right when I need him the most, he's there, and I'm so thankful. Yesterday I had a lot of issues taking place and going on, and I just felt overwhelmed. So I just notified one of the saints, and I just know that the prayer reached heaven. And I thank God because I gained strength. So it's many times that we have to take on strength, and I just thank God because I know it is the prayer, effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous that availeth much. And God is good to me, and I love him on this morning. I praise God for each and every one. Be blessed.
God bless. Thank God for you, and thank God for your husband praying for you both.
Thank you.
Your strength. The line is open, saints. Somebody's trying to get on.
This is Sean Hall. I just want to thank God for waking me up and just being a blessing in my life. Y'all pray my strength.
Thank the Lord, Sister Sean Howard. The line is open, saints. The Lord is good to each and every one, and sometimes they're trying to get off of mute and can't get off. But in the meantime, if anyone else has a praise report, we'll be glad to hear it.
This is Evangelist Gloria Ellington. I just got on the line because I've had some medical challenges. But I do praise and I thank God for his goodness and his mercy. I went to court on Monday and had to drive way to another city, but when I got there, and I believe I asked for prayer, I know I asked for prayer, and when I got there, I heard the clerk and someone else whispering that the plaintiff's attorney had, and I'm not gloating about this, I guess he was umpiring or doing something at his child's baseball game, and that he had injured his arm, and he was not able to be there in court. And they've been fighting me vigorously in this situation with City Mortgage. And so I wasn't gloating and or anything, but that attorney that is so awful was not able to be in court, and they did continue it until November the 7th. So I do praise God for that. I was just amazed because my attorney had told me that he would be there, and he said that, you know, he just knew that the other attorney would be there. But my attorney did not show up, and then it was just me. And I just praise and I thank God for what happened on Monday. God is good.
Amen. Amen. And you don't always know why things work out the way they do, but so many times God is working.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right, the line is open. Thank God for Sister Ellington. Thank God for each and every one of you. Thank God for all the praises that went up to the glory of God. Back in your hand, Dr. Johnson. If he's not on the line, then we have some more time. Anyone else like to tell of the goodness of the Lord? Because the Lord is good, and he is worthy to be praised.
Amen. Amen.
I thank him for working so many things out so many times for me, and I'm going to, since nobody else has said anything, I'm going to say this. I thank God for how he did take me through the passing of my sister. I want to say we were very close. We started the school together, and we were just together in life. And when I had I got saved on a Sunday, and she got saved that following Friday, and we were just together through life, and we were with each other when we were going through different things. And I thank God for how, when she passed, but God just didn't even let me grieve. I had never experienced that before, but God didn't even let me grieve. He just took me through it, and the family, whole family through it, and I just thank and praise the Lord for that. He didn't have to do it, but he did.
Amen.
The line is open. I heard somebody. Thank God. Someone else?
Good morning. This is Sister Carolyn from Georgia.
Good morning.
And the Lord woke me up this morning and said, I better tell the goodness of what he has done for me.
Amen.
Me and my husband had decided to go out to get some dinner. And we was going down on the busy street. It's a four-lane highway here in Georgia. And all of a sudden, I saw this, just the headlights of a car appear around another car, and I immediately began to put on the brakes. And I realized that the car was not stopping fast enough, so I just braced myself, closed my eyes, and I waited for the impact. But lo and behold, the Lord, I know he took over at that time, and I felt that car as it just, something just like stopped it in its track. And I heard a big squeal on one side of the tire. And I know it was the Lord that saved us, because we was in the intersection and we would have been hit. There was a guy that ran the red light, and I did not see him. I just saw just the creek side of the front headlights of that car. But I know that God was able to avoid that accident from happening. And I've been thinking, and ever since then, he is a good God.
Amen.
God bless you, Mother Digby. I'm back.
Thank you
so much.
Your
hand. That was quite a testimony.
Yes.
Who was that that gave that testimony?
I know she was from Georgia.
Sister Carolyn.
Yes.
All right. I thank God for saving your life.
Yes.
Until he saved your life. Amen. Maybe this sermon is for you this morning, or this message. I want to talk briefly here this morning. The Lord says the same, because there's so many people hurting. Oh, mindful of you. So many people are hurting this day and time. So many things are attacking you. And my God, I'm praying for you. That's why I talk about selfish relationships. Selfish relationships that people only think about themselves. They don't think about others. They don't have any type of, you might say, leniency for others. They only are concerned what touches them. But I want to just say to you, God is not like that. That's the spirit of Satan. You have to be concerned about others, folks. And this message is for you. I may take it myself. In fact, I will take this message. I want to talk here from 2 Samuel 6 and 12 through 14. Oh, my God. And it was told King David, saying, The Lord, hath blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that pertaineth unto him. And it's because of the ark of God, the ark of the covenant. And what did David do? David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom into the city of David with gladness. Now, verse 13, I'm in the 2 Samuel, the 6th chapter. This is the 13th verse. And it says, and it was so that when they that bare the ark of the Lord